Blog Talk Radio.
Michael Shakespeare on today. Amen. We really and truly thank God for allowing us to come before the people, come into your homes, everywhere where our voice may be heard. We truly thank God. We truly, truly thank God for you, and even you. Amen. To God be the glory. It is a beautiful day outside here in Chicago. Amen. We are expecting God to do exceedingly abundant above all more than we can ask or ever think. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I don't know about you, but I am excited for what God is doing in this season. Hallelujah. For what's to come, I know it's better than already was been. And he already promised us that our latter house shall be greater than our former house. Hallelujah. Today is Intercessor Friday. And I know we got some intercessors online so hyped up, ready to pray. Amen. After that prayer call on last night, oh my God, if you missed that prayer call, you missed it. Oh, OMG, it was off the meter, off the chain, amen. Oh, my God, we had a magnificent time, y'all. Y'all have to excuse me. I'm just excited, amen, because what God is doing in this season, in this power, amen. We do give honor and to our very own apostle, Michael Shakespeare, amen. We praying for him, amen. We praying his strength, hallelujah. And if any intercessors online, please press 1, amen, so we can get into some prayer time and see what the Lord going to tell us to do today, amen, because we got an expected in, hallelujah. We got an expectation up on our hearts, amen. And we really and truly just thank God for each and every last one of you for calling in, amen. And I know we got some intercessors online. Ain't that right, Pastor Shatwan?
Amen. We got intercessors on, Althea's on, Sylvia's on, and Bertha's on.
Hi, Pastor Shatwan.
Oh, no, you can't call in that show, Tommy. Hey, Pastor Shatwan. No, we are excited. Amen. To be alive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, my Bertha.
Hey, Prophet. Hey, Prophet. Hey, Prophet.
Hey,
Minister Quavo, Minister Sylvia, Althea.
Hey, Mother Bertha.
I'm just excited about Jesus. I'm excited about prayer. Because I tell you, the fire burned on that prayer call last night. The anointing was so high, the prophet got the prophesying on the prayer call.
Come on,
God
man.
Moved and showed himself mighty.
Amen.
Can't nobody do that at but. Can't nobody act a fool like that but God. Amen. Can't nobody show up and show out like God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And if y'all didn't get on that prayer call last night.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
MG. There was some prophecy going on last night.
Yes, it was.
Somebody
God
was here
showed
God
himself mighty.
And today is Intercessor Friday. Intercessors, are y'all ready to pray?
Yes, yes we are.
Uh-oh, y'all done got quiet on me. Y'all done got quiet now. Y'all don't know what y'all quiet for. Amen. Intercessors, are y'all really ready to pray?
We ready to
yes.
pray.
Yes.
We ready to shout loud and stand not. And we
That's
ready to lift
right.
up our trumpets in Zion. We ready
Amen.
To show God's people their transgressions in the house of
yes.
Jacob their sin.
Ooh,
we ready to go before the throne of Almighty God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Because Prophet Sanders, I have a prayer request. And I'm asking you to pray and cover this child because this child is already a miracle. The young lady is 22 years old. My daughter was telling me this morning, and she asked me to put her on the prayer list. Her baby was born, no complications, but the devil attacked that baby. The baby started bleeding at the brain, a newborn baby. All kinds of complications, and the doctors told her and her husband to go and prepare for the funeral. But the doctors are amazed and astonished at how the signs have shifted. The baby has stopped bleeding at the brain. I told her she's already a miracle. And God
Amen.
Is going to show himself mighty for his glory. That baby is going to live and not die. Because we're going to touch and agree that the devil take
That's
his
right.
hands off that baby. The baby's name is Chase.
Chase. All right. And you know what, my Bertha? See, that's why we have to be sure and be very sure and hear from God when we name our children.
Yeah.
That's right.
Chase. The devil going to chase that baby. All because
yes,
that
baby
going to
chase that
baby
because that baby is born chasing after God.
That's right.
He's a God chaser. Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God. Well, who was on first today, Pastor Shatwan?
Althea was on first, then my Bertha, then Sylvia.
Let's go in that order.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. As we bow our heads, hallelujah. Almighty King, thank you for your presence even now, O Jesus, Lord and Savior. Thank you for changing the atmosphere, Father God, in the name of Jesus, so it can be conducive for your spirit, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. We lift up one of your children before you, Father God. Your child, Father God, is named Chase. Hallelujah. And he's going to chase after your heart, Father God, all merciful King.
Yes,
so we thank you right now, Jesus, for the anointing on that child's life. We thank you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the prophecy that you have spoken on that child's life. We thank you right now, Father God, for using him as a miracle worker right now, in the name of Jesus. His young life, Father God, he's confounded the doctors, in the name of Jesus. Healer, healer, healer. Glory unto the Lord, thy God. As you pour your spirit over this child, Father God, as you heal him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, Father God, oh, merciful King Jesus, he shall live and live abundantly. He shall live and be prosperous. He shall live and be mighty in the earth for him. He shall live and be called your name. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord, thy God. Thank you, Father God, for blessing him with the right mother and father. Thank you, Father God, for wisdom and understanding. Thank you, Father God, for the strength that you have given them, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for the endurance and perseverance you have over their life, Father God. Continue downloading, Father God, your strategies for this child's life unto them, Father God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Give them the love and the compassion they need, Father God. Give them the foreshadowing they need to see, Father God. Oh, merciful King, Lord, and Savior. Glory to your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
How mighty you are, Father God. How glorious you are, Father God. Thank you for making the light for them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for making every crooked way straight, Father God. Oh, glorious Jesus, you're going to equip them for all that they need, Father God. That's before them, Father God, oh, Jesus, Lord and Savior. That child life is blessed and blessed indeed in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
the child is free and free in the name of Jesus. Because the Lord's words do not come back void. They come back prosperous and fruitful and multiply in the name of Jesus. We give you glory and honor on this day, Father God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, we lift up our sister Gina right now, Father God, in the loss of her mother, Father God. We ask you to strengthen her right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Soothe her, Father God. Keep her in your bosoms, O Lord, thy God. In the name of Jesus, keep her eyes on you, Father God. Let her not get weary in well-doing, Father God. Oh, merciful King Jesus, Lord and Savior. Father God, we pray that you receive the mother in your arms, Father God. We pray, Father God, that is in good standing with you, Father God. And as we must say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, if she has anything that's against her, Father God, we are standing in the gap for her, Father God, and asking you to forgive our sins, Father God. Deliver for her, Father God, whatever she needs to be delivered from, to set free, to be by grace, Father God, and be by blessed by you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord and Savior, Father God. Continue strengthen Gina and the family, Father God, that she will carry the mantle her mother left behind for her, Father God, that she will walk in the glory of God in the name of Jesus, to let her know that she is anointed and that she is appointed, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you honor, Father God. We thank you for Apostle Shakespeare, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for strengthening him, Father God. Thank you for his team, Father God, oh, merciful King, that are blood washed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory and we give you honor on this day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name, God.
Hallelujah,
we exalt you,
Jesus.
Lord. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up. Oh, God, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his holy name. Rejoice in the Lord, and again I say rejoice. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. God, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, oh, God, you're worthy to be praised. Father God, we come first and foremost asking you to forgive us, oh, God, of all of our sins of omission and commission. God, anything that we have done wrong, thought wrong, or said wrong, if we have hurt wounded or offended our brother, oh God. We ask you to forgive us now, oh God. Father,
yes,
God, you said that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. God, you are our strength. You are our refuge. You are our strong tower. You are our fortress. And, oh God, in you we put our trust. We rely on and depend on, and we have great confidence in you, oh God. God, because we know that the safest place in the world to be right now is in the will of God. But God, you said you have given your angels charge over us to keep us into all of our ways. Oh God, we acknowledge you today, and we reference your holy name. Father God, we ask you to move by your Holy Spirit. Oh God, let your Holy Spirit full control over the airways, oh God. Anoint your people, oh God, today. And we pray, oh God, intercede and stand in the gap and the spirit for your people. Oh God, let the fire fall mightily on us, oh God. Bring down as a trash. Let the winds blow in from the north, east, south, and the west. God, refresh us. Renew us, revive us, and restore us. Set your people on fire, oh God. Oh God, we ask the wind. Spirit, burn up, oh God, that your people will be on fire. Control them, oh God, burn up everything that is not of you, even the residue of our lives, oh God. Burn up, oh God.
Thank
oh
you,
God,
Jesus.
We thank you and we glorify you. We thank you, fire. God, we just thank you for all that you're doing, for all that you've done, for every promise that's being fulfilled. God, we magnify and we give you glory. Oh God, we bless your name. We give you glory, oh God. Oh,
Jesus.
Whatsoever now, we don't pray like we used to. The preachers don't preach like they used to. But God, we thank you that even though there's a great falling away, that you have given pastors and leaders after your own heart that will not compromise your word, that stand on your promises, that teach the gospel according to your word, that teach the truth, oh God, because God, the truth is what sets and makes men free. And for that, we give you glory. God, let your Shekinah glory come. Be upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, have mercy on us, oh God. We can't do anything without you. But God, we can do all things through Jesus Christ that strengthens us daily. God, you are our Father. You are our Keeper. You are our Redeemer. You are our Healer. You are our salvation. You are, oh God, the living word. Let your blood cover us, oh God. Let love abide, oh God. Let unity and peace abide, oh God, in the body of Christ. God, we lift you up because you said that we lift you up. You'll draw all men unto thee. Help us to be effectual witnesses, oh God. Let us pray daily, oh God, interceding for your people. Let us not, oh God, lose one soul that you have assigned to us. Let us stay on the wall, oh God. You said in your word that it should build the city. Oh God, let the watchmen watch and labor in vain. But oh God, we do it for your glory. We take your glory for ourselves. But we do it for you, oh God. We thank you that you called us, oh God, out of darkness into this marvelous light. We thank you, oh God, that we won't circumspectly, oh God, according to your will and to your way. God, we bless you. We glorify you. We magnify you. And we give you the glory. We give you the honor. And we give you the praise in the name of Jesus. Let the living waters flow, oh God. Let it flow out of our bellies. In Jesus' name, we magnify you. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to your name, God.
Yes,
glory to your name, Jesus.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are the King of the Lord. Let us go to the gates. And we hear you knocking on the doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Glory to the King of Glory. The Lord God Almighty. Strong and mighty and mighty in battle. He is the King of Glory. Move, God. Move, God. Never by might. Let that power with my own spirit, oh God. Let us rise from all that to your son and your seed. Move, God, move, God. Jesus. So that when we pray, oh God, our prayer will shake up. Shake up on dead dry bones. That they will live, oh God. We put our life on, oh God.
Those that are in dry places, God. Oh, God,
send your refreshing wind, God, to refresh your people, oh God. Those that have gotten tired on the journey, oh God. Oh God, ignite the fire in them of the Holy Ghost, oh God. Oh God, we thank you right now, God, for every leader, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that they're coming forth with power and authority, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, that you have placed in them, oh God. Oh, God, that they'll preach your word, oh, God, as you give it to them, God. Word that will change, oh, God, the people, oh, God, that will begin to change the homes, oh, God, will begin to change the atmosphere, God. Oh, God, it is your word, oh, God. And, Father, you said your word shall not fail, God. It shall accomplish, God, what you send it to accomplish, God. So, Father, we thank you right now, God, for each leader, oh, God. Oh, God, they shall not walk in fear, oh, God. Hold them up, God, with your righteous right hand, God. Remind them, God, that it is you that have called them, God. And no weapon formed against them shall prosper, God. Oh, God, begin to hide them, God, in the spirit, oh, God. Send a smoke screen around them, God, where the enemy is not able to track them, God. Oh, Father, we thank you right now, God, for a wall of fire around them, Lord. Protect them, God, even as they come and go, God. So you said in your word, God, that we're blessed in the field, God, and we're blessed in the city, oh, God. And whatever we put our hands to, God, shall prosper, God. So, Father, we thank you right now, God, for every soul, oh, God, that will hear your word, oh, God, that it will fall on good ground, God. Oh, God, it shall take root, oh, God. And, Father, they shall call out, oh, God. They shall repent of their sins, oh, God, and change, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now for holiness, God. We thank you, Lord, that it will sweep the land, oh, God, that you're calling your people back to holiness, oh, God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, for our mothers, oh, God. Oh, God, those that will teach us the right way, oh, God. They will not water down the word, oh, God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for those, oh, God, who walk in fear, oh, God, of your name, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for the virtuous women, God. We thank you, Lord, for your men that you're raising up, oh, God, that you're calling them back, oh, God, to serve you, oh, God, to repent of their sins, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, God, for each child, oh, God. Oh, God, that your children shall live, oh, God. Oh, Father, we cancel the plans of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Every death spirit, every suicide spirit, every spirit of low self-esteem. God, we cut it off at the head, oh, God. We send it to a dry and barren place, oh, God, and fill it in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, we decree and declare, Lord, that your children shall live, oh, God. And, Father, they shall know truth, oh, God. They shall know, God, that they're the head and not the tail, God. They shall know, God, that they're sons and daughters of a king, God. Hallelujah to your name, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, right now, God, that they're above and not beneath, oh, God. Oh, God, even now, God, they'll begin to walk in obedience, oh, God. Obedience to their parents, God. Obedience to your word, oh, God. Oh, Father, begin to give them a thirst and hunger for righteousness, God. That they'll know you for themselves, God. Oh, Father, even our families, God. Those that are lost, oh, God. Oh, God, do what you need to do, Lord. But bring them into the kingdom, oh, God. Oh, God, save them, Lord. Save them from this world, oh, God, of destruction, oh, God. Let them know, oh, God, that time is winding up, oh, God. And, God, when they hear your calling, oh, God, let them come forth, oh, God, and let them repent, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are depressed, oh, God, oh, God, and don't know which way to go, oh, God. Oh, God, just give them a desire to call on the name of Jesus. Oh, God, because you're still in the saving business, God. You still can heal and deliver, God. And you can set the captives free, oh, God. No matter what bondage, God, they're in, oh, God. No matter what wall they are behind, God, you're still able to reach them, God. So, Father, we thank you right now for your word, oh, God, that your word shall go forth, oh, God. Oh, God, and lives shall be changed, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, God, right now, God, that even today, God, that your word, oh, God, of go forth,
your word,
God, across the nation, oh, God. Everyone attached to PSMI,
side, oh God. And our leader, oh God, we lift him up, oh God. Cover him and protect him, God. Prophet there, oh God, we lift him up, God. Whatever he stands in need of, God. Provide, oh God. For you are our source, oh God. You are our provision, God. You are Jehovah Jireh. So, Father, we thank you right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We walk in victory. Victory to God. Victory to people, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Bless your
name,
God. Glory to your name,
Jesus.
Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
You, Lord,
we call on you, Jesus.
Bless you, God.
We call on you, Jesus.
Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We call on you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah,
Jesus. Glory, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
prayer changes
guess what,
things.
Prophecy gonna pass away.
Yes, it is.
Jesus.
But the word of God is what's gonna stay.
Hallelujah. About the word of God. When you begin to pray the word of God, that moves
right.
God's heart. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't be talking like that, but God, you have your way.
Tell the truth. Shame the devil.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
And so much going on in the world. We got so much that we need to intercede for. We got wars and rumors of wars. We have parents and children going against one another. We got a right to pray.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We got to intercede for these people because their minds is gone.
Yes, Lord.
The
yes,
enemy
Lord.
Is up on them.
Jesus.
We got to utilize the power that lies within us.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Holy Ghost, the gift of God. Jesus. And if God allow us to have the gift of the Holy Ghost, to where therefore when we begin to speak, we ought to expect something to change.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what the Lord Jesus help us, Lord. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God.
Yes, it is.
Uh-oh.
Yes, it is.
If the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of the Holy Ghost dwells in us to make intercession for us, that means we need to be found doing what we need to do.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
There's two people that don't get much sleep. Prophets and intercessors.
Amen.
That's right.
To that.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Prayer warriors don't get much sleep.
Amen.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Yeah. When we're asleep, guess what? God will wake you up out your sleep and you will be wide out and bushy there. Lord, what's wrong?
Okay.
People are like, get in my presence.
Amen. You're speaking the truth.
He said, get in my presence. I need to talk to you.
Amen.
Need you to intercede for the people.
Jesus.
It's something about when you're dealing with the prophetic anointing. Amen. And when you're dealing with the prophetic anointing, it calls you to live outside of yourself.
Right.
Oh, yes, it does.
It calls you to live outside of the norm.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, somebody.
Oh, yes, Lord.
I wish a pastor was on here where he can back me up.
I'm backing you up. I'm backing you up, prophet. Preach.
Go ahead. Do your thing.
Preach the truth. Preach the truth. God.
It's just something about, let me tell you something. I don't care if they do legalize weed. Guess what? I'm not smoking it.
Amen.
That's right.
Good as it smells. As the spirit of temptation want me to backslide and smoke weed. I'm not going back to smoking weed.
Amen.
Just because they legalize it.
Amen.
That's why we have to pray. Because let me tell you something. People that smoke weed, it sets off something in their mind, set off their equilibrium or whatever they call it. Set it off.
That's what they call it. That's what they call it.
Yeah.
It sets off their mind. It sets just triggers something off.
Yes, it
and
does. A split personality.
Yes, that's right. You act like you're schizophrenic and bipolar. That's why when
that's
you
right.
smoke weed, you get the munchies. You be so hungry. Why? Because it's, oh, my God. It's a spirit.
Yes,
it is. You know, prophet saying is I've never smoked weed, but I've been around people that smoke weed and all kind of other spirits. You open up doors, spirit of lust and fornication comes out when you're smoking weed because you take on a different personality and that alter, that ego desires other things of the flesh. And it gives you that boldness to go after those things that you wouldn't have if you didn't smoke it, just like if you drink. You get drunk, you have that boldness to go after things you didn't have if you were sober. That's why Jesus, Solomon said that A drunken man is foolishness, but a sober man is wisdom. So
amen.
You think about things before you do it.
See, that's why we have to really, really be on our P's and Q's as being intercessors.
That's
amen.
Right.
Yes. And if you did not want to be an intercessor, you shouldn't have said, Lord, use me any way you want to use me.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay.
If you didn't want to be an intercessor, you shouldn't have opened up your mouth and say, Lord, have your way in my life. Do what you want to do.
Okay.
That's why
because
we
have
to
be careful when you said it if you didn't mean it.
Because, see, mm-hmm. when you if you say, Lord, have your way, it's no longer your life.
That's
it's
right.
no longer
you belong
you.
To God.
It's
right.
all about Elohim, Yahweh God.
Amen.
It's all about Jesus. It's not about you no more. That's why he's not the head of your life. He is your life.
Yeah,
that's right.
Why? Oh, because you said, Lord, here I am. Use me. Lord,
use
have your way.
Your
that's why I don't understand
Jesus.
Some of these religious preachers.
Amen, amen.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
How you going to make somebody the head that's already the head? What is that, my word? The word of God says, when you become Christ, you are a new creature. Said, all things are passed away.
Yes,
your
it
old
is.
Way of thinking is passed away.
Amen.
Behold,
that's
all
right.
things become new. That means you take on the glory of God. When you get endowed with the Holy Spirit, you taking on the glory of God. You taking on some
yes,
of that good
are.
Stuff. It's
yes,
better
Lord.
Than loud. It's better than dro. Come on, somebody. It's better than kush. It's better than purple
yes,
weed, green weed, yellow weed. It's some good stuff.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Better than anything you can ever imagine or fathom.
Jesus.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good.
Oh, my God.
Sweeter than the honey from the honeycomb. Yes, God.
I was reading.
He teaches
you know,
teach
this
the
out,
word.
Brother.
Teach the word.
Check this out in Romans 8 and 14. It says, For many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Yes.
Daughters of God, too. That's why we got to have an indwelling. That's why we got to have the Holy Ghost. Not the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
People want to make it sound sweet and say Holy Spirit. but the old Bible
Jesus.
Said Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's why we have to make very sure that we really want this thing for real, my Bertha. We have to make sure that we want God to use us. Because guess what? If you ain't an early morning person, guess what? God's going to bust your bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he will.
Oh, yeah. He will disturb your sleep.
Middle of the night.
Will.
Mm-hmm.
You can just
all night long, he will.
He's going to wake you up at 3 o'clock.
Yes, he will.
Jesus.
If he want to wake you up at 2:30, he's going to wake you up.
Got that right.
Why? Because we belong to him.
Yes, Lord.
In the sense
we
belong
with Christ.
To God.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
we have
Lord,
to intercede
Jesus.
For these people. We have to intercede that people would get saved and delivered. And set free.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We have to pray that people would get cut from the umbilical cord of sin.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Somebody catch that umbilical cord. That went over somebody's head. But I tell her, come on, did they all say bye. When you begin to intercede for people, you stepping into another realm.
Oh, yes, you are.
And you really have to be careful. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Who you interceding for? Because some people don't want to be delivered. Some people don't want to be free.
You got that right.
Amen.
I'm sorry. Everybody's not called a son of God. Because everybody ain't led by the Spirit of God.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
See, first and foremost, what the Bible says, it says, my sheep know my voice.
Right.
And a stranger they will not follow. See,
right.
The reason why we can follow after any other gods and other strange gods are because we don't know the Spirit of God.
Yep.
We don't know the voice of our shepherd. We don't know the voice of our father. Why are because we so caught up in this religious world, in this program world, in this traditional world, to where God can't get in and do what he want to do. It's always about our agenda, what we want to do. Hello, somebody.
Speak.
Oh, God.
In the name of Jesus.
I want to say this. My job today was to come home, get in the shower, put my clothes on, and run up to the gospel fair. Boom, boom. Here come the big old Mack truck. Here come the 18-wheeler. Here come the freight train. CTA, all the trains came when Apostle called me and told me to do the radio show. See, it's not about what I want to do. It's about what God want to do.
That's right.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. I could have easily said, nope, Apostle, I'm not going to do it. I can't do it.
That's right.
You
gotta change your plans.
God, I belong to you. Oh,
right. That's
God,
right.
God, I belong to you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
but
you,
it's something
Jesus.
About when you've been born again.
Come
it's
on,
Father. It's something about when you've had an endowment and you've been filled with the Holy Ghost. Some folks say they've been filled with the Holy Ghost. They ain't been filled with the Holy Ghost. They've been filled with the Holy Goose. They've been filled with Gray Goose. But
Jesus.
Not the Holy Ghost. Why? Because the Holy Ghost put a demand on where you should go, what you should do, what you should say. Oh, my God. We talking about intercession.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Lord Jesus.
The Holy Ghost intercede for us, y'all.
Yes, he does.
As we intercede for other people, the Bible says the Holy Ghost makes intercession for us.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yes, Lord.
Who got their Bible? Somebody got their Bible?
I got my Bible. Where you want to go to?
Go to Romans, the 8th chapter.
Romans 8,
and we're going to start at, let's start at verse 24, my Bertha.
24?
Uh-huh.
Romans 8 and 24, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, what doeth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it? Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we are. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groans which cannot be uttered.
Come on here.
And he that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, then he also called. And whom he called,
then he also justified. And when he justified, then he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Hold on, my Bertha. Hold on 1 minute. Oh, my God, we got to, let me tell you something. It is important to know who you are, whose you are, and who you belong to.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. We know you were born of your mom and your father, your mom and your daddy. But when you became a child of God, you got spiritual parents. Uh-oh.
Amen.
You got spiritual family. Hello, somebody. Why? Because what Jesus said, who is my brother? Who is my sister? Who is my mother? He knew Mary was his mother, and he knew Joseph was his father. But he said, who is my brothers and sisters? The ones that labor with me in prayer.
That's right.
Ah. So guess what? We are chosen. We are chosen to be intercessors. We weren't called to be intercessors, but we were chosen according to what the Word of God said.
That's right.
Why are we called? The Spirit of God make intercession for us. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, Jesus.
I hope I'm helping somebody today. Oh, my
goodness.
Yes,
Lord.
See, when we are led by God, then we are the sons of God. And the daughters of God. Hello, somebody.
Hmm. Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God. My brother, this is some good stuff. You hear what I said?
Yes, it is.
All because we really don't know. We think intercessors just pray. I'm just an intercessor. I just pray. Now, intercessors hear from God what to pray.
Right.
God, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
And you have to be careful who you pray for.
That's right.
Because guess what? If God has cursed somebody, you can't bless them.
Okay.
That's right. You can't bless what
and
God has cursed.
That's a true word. Somebody, you can't curse them.
Amen.
Oh, my God. That's why we have to have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church.
That's right.
They're talking about this body. Because that mortar building can't hear nothing. Oh, my Lord. That mortar, the building is just something that just houses the people. But we
That's
make
right.
up the church. Because we are the church.
Jesus.
Oh.
And then, you know, Father says you got those that never bow on their knees or they don't even stand and pray and communicate with God, but they will wear you out calling you, asking you to pray. They will ride on your glory and drain you. And when you drain and wore out and you got to pray, and the saints got to come pray for you to get refilled and refreshed, they go to the next person and wear them out. They jump on their glory. But you, the first chapter in the 20th verse says, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ until eternal life. Sometimes God wants you to come to him yourself and pray. You don't want to be always pulling and flipping somebody else's gift. You have a prayer life also. We are not supposed to be at the same level we were when we first got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. We are supposed to grow in grace. We are supposed to go from faith to faith and glory to glory. We're not supposed to stay as babes. But we're supposed to develop a more matured relationship with God. How do we do that? Through prayer. How do we pray? As you said, through the word of God. Pray back his word. And as we pray, our faith grows. We grow. And we can begin to walk in a higher level of faith in the Holy Ghost. When we pray and make our request known before the Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's showing up, my brother. That's showing up too. There's no way. Let me tell you something. The way that Apostle poured out his spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Any time that man opened up his mouth, he's bringing out revelation.
Yes, he is.
Anytime he opened, and I'm not saying that just because I know him or just because, even if I didn't know him, when I first met Apostle, I said, no, now that's somebody I need to know. That's somebody I need to make my spiritual mentor.
Amen.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Y'all done got
Amen.
To find me.
Listen.
When we begin to find out people, who people really are in God, we need to hold on to them. Because you don't have
Amen.
Too many people that are travailing. You don't have too many people that's walking the chalk line with God.
Amen.
That's right. You got that right.
Mm-hmm. See, some people, let me tell you this. Some people you just have, they just so spiritually stuck up and sedated. To that
Jesus,
point, you don't even want to be bothered with them. Every time, oh, glory to God, thank you, Jesus. Ain't never got a smile on their face. Can't never crack a joke.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is humorous. God has a sense of humor.
Yes, he does.
Yes,
why
he
do
does.
I say that? Why do you say that? If you read the scripture, research the word of God, you will see how God was, some of the scriptures just so comical.
Yes, it is.
Just like old King Nebuchadnezzar. That was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
How you going to throw the men in? You know they was men of God. You know they were servants of God. But you going to throw them on over there. Then the man that threw them in there got burnt up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to tell them to go turn it up 10 times hotter than the natural
exactly.
fire?
Jesus.
You're going to turn the heat up on them? That was so comical.
Hallelujah.
God has a sense of humor. He said, okay, I'm going to show you. And not even that. Look at Pharaoh. Pharaoh thought he was sitting on top of the world.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He sure did.
Had some people in bondage. Had them serving him, but he had to use somebody with a stuttering tongue to come to
yes,
Pharaoh. Let my people go.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
To say, let my people go.
Jesus.
He tells us that he's the time to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
If you know we're supposed to laugh, there's a time to laugh. Yes, Lord.
Is Shatwan still online? Shatwan?
Yes.
Would you feel like praying for us?
We have a couple of callers, Prophet, that's been holding for a while.
Okay.
Amen.
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 I'm opening up mic 864. 864-304, your mic is open.
This is me, Shadron.
Okay. Then we have, let's see, 850-743, your mic is open.
Jesus.
What's the number again?
850.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
uh-huh.
I'm calling.
This is Dee Dee. I'm calling from Florida. I just tuned in, so I didn't hear all of the message, but I tuned in on yesterday.
We're reading Prophet Sanders today. He's talking on prayer. This is intercession day where you call in and make your prayer request known, and the intercessors will pray with you and agree with you. If you have a prayer request, or if you just have a praise report, or if you just need encouraging, just let us know. The mic is yours.
I need encouraging.
Okay, what
Amen.
Are you encouraging in?
I'm in transition and I'm in need of a home, a new home.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Sylvia, are you still with us?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Can you pray for your sister?
Yes. What was her name again? And I'm sorry, I've had to answer.
Her name is
Dee
Dee, and she needs encouraging, and she needs prayer for a new home. She's in transition.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yes, Father, we come before you, Father, lifting up your daughter, Dee Dee. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your daughter. Oh, Father, let her put on the garment of praise, oh, God, to begin to worship you and praise you, Lord, for just who you are, God. Oh, Father, strengthen her, oh, God, in her body, oh, God. Oh, God, in every area of her life, Father. Hold her up, God, with your righteous right hand, God. Let your word, God, that has taken root, oh, God, let it spring up and bring life, oh, God. Oh, God, to every situation, oh, God. Oh, Father, move on behalf of her home, oh, God. Oh, Father, you lead and guide her to what you have for her, God. Oh, God, we thank you in advance, God. We plead the blood of Jesus around her and everything that pertains to her, God. Oh, God, fill her with joy, oh, God, that can only come from you, Father. Provide her with peace, oh, God, that surpasses all understanding, God. And, Father, let her walk in faith, oh, God, believe in your word, oh, God. Father, we thank you right now, God. We lift her up before you, oh, Lord, that she'll look to you, oh, God, the author and finisher of her. Oh, God, she'll look to you as the source, oh, God, as Jehovah Jireh. Oh, God, as the great I am, God. Oh, Father, we just thank you for our sister, Father. Oh, God, let us stay connected, oh, God, to this protection and unity, oh, God. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your daughter. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Yeah. Do you have a church home? Do you belong to a church?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. Prophet Sanders, is the Lord speaking a word to you for Dee Dee?
Well, I want to just tell my sister that the Spirit of the Lord said you just have to stand still and begin to seek him for the next 3 days for direction. All right?
Okay.
Let me tell you this, sis. The enemy will come to try to punk us out. But the Lord don't want you to be wavery in your faith. Okay?
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Hello?
Can you hear me? I have a bad connection. Hello?
Is she there?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
hello?
Ma'am. The Lord just wants you to just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I don't know where you at in ministry, but the Lord said it's time for you to get busy for him. He said it's time for you to get busy here. In this transition here, you're going to begin to flow prophetically. I don't know why I see you praise dancing, but I see you praise dancing.
Hey, Lord.
I see you praise dancing. And in this praise dance, God is going to allow things to break off you that has been trying to attach themselves to you ever since you was a little girl. But God is going to allow these things to drop off of you as you begin to praise dance.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So you be encouraged, my sister, and we love you.
Dee Dee?
Yes.
Pray more. Pray more and get in your word more. Because the word is what's going to carry you through. Your prayers are going to strengthen you for your praise dancing, as Prophet Sanders has already said. But you need to develop a more stronger prayer life so that your faith will increase. Have faith in God and not in man, because man will let you down. But if you put your trust in Jesus, he will see you through and he will carry you through. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Be strong and be encouraged. We love you.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Shaquan. Was there anyone else, Pastor Shaquan?
No more calls.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, no more calls.
Hello?
Amen. So, you know, it's just important that we continually to keep our prayer wheel lubricated. Amen. And continue like my brother, like you ministered to the young lady. Is that apostle? Oh, I thought that was apostle. Amen. We missed our apostle being on the show with us. Amen.
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 Amen. Yeah, because Romans 12 tells us to be consistent in prayer.
Being on the show.
We can't let up. We have to be like that widow woman that kept going to the judge. She worked his last nerve. So he thought she was a lunatic. And he began to fear for his life because she wouldn't give up. And that's how you have to be in prayer. You have to be consistent. You can't let the devil come in and make you think that God is not hearing you because God is not answering you when you want him to answer you. You can't hurry God. You have to wait.
Amen.
Because he is a God that you can't hurry. He don't
Amen.
Need that. You just have to have patience, trust him, and don't get weary in well-doing. He may not come when you want him, but I guarantee you when he shows up, he's going to show up on time, and he's going to show out if you wait on the Lord. Be consistent
That's right.
in prayer. Prayer changes all things.
Jesus.
Yes. And my brother, you know what? That's even, you know, because even babies, even the Hebrew boys, even the lepers, I just think about it. They say if God don't do it, he's yet still able.
That's right.
But see, we got to know that God will give us the very desires of our heart.
Mm-hmm.
If you say you want a man with one tooth, one eye, amen, I believe God going to give you just what you ask for.
That's right.
Jesus.
After it shall be given unto you.
When you go to God, God's going to give you just what you ask for.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
Lord, I want me a husband. Lord, I want me a husband. Got a lot of money. Okay. He going to have a lot of money. He going to beat the hell out of you. He going to molest the kids. Come on, somebody. Mm. You have to be mindful what you ask God for now.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Because you can get it home for a lunatic that got money.
Yeah, true.
Thank you very much.
But you better put your order in right.
That's right. I don't pray that prayer anywhere. You bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. I tell God how I want it.
I told the Lord, I put my request in like this. Lord, I want somebody that love you like I love you.
That's right.
They got,
amen.
If they not real cute, they don't have to be real cute, cute. You know me.
Right.
But you got to be an artist.
Thank you,
she can't
Jesus.
Be religious.
Right.
She got to have relationships. She got to know how to pray. She got to be a prophet. She got to know how to sing a little bit. Because you got to say what you want.
Jesus.
That's right.
I love teaching. I love teaching. But I love a woman that can kick her shoes off and go flat foot and preach that gospel.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
My wife's going to have to love the Western Hills, babe, because I love to see women buck jumping hills, I'm telling you. y'all think I'm telling you.
That's right, Papa. I tell God what I want and how I want it, too.
Amen.
I'm not one of them anywhere you bless me, Lord. I'll be satisfied.
Lord,
our old church mother told us years ago when we had church mothers that was in the church teaching the young people, when you pray, tell God what you want and how you want it.
Be specific.
And I wish I had known that years ago.
Yes.
When I was saying I want a husband, because the first thing that would came out of my mouth, God, I want a husband that loves you more than he loved me, that would lay down his life for the church. Then I know I got to be a shown-up God-fearing man. I just don't want no anything.
Amen. I'm on somebody.
Because I'm a queen. I'm a royalty.
Amen.
And
that's
I can only marry royalty.
Amen.
Amen.
And the thing with the saints today is Prophet has been teaching us on Sunday and in Tuesday class, the apostles had faith, ground-shaking faith, that when they prayed, things happened. They didn't care what they had to go. They counted it all joy to suffer and be persecuted for the name of God. But we've got some weak-back saints, and we have soldiers that will not endure hardship for the gospel.
Right.
But they did it. Some days they didn't have no food to eat. They didn't worry about it because they knew God would provide.
Yeah.
But they put God first and foremost. And the people of God, the love of the people, snatching them out of hell fire for the kingdom is what they put first. That's why the witness was so much more effective back then than it is today. We have lost our first love, which is winning souls for God. And we're praying for materialistic things instead of spiritual things.
That's right. Jesus.
Wow. My mercy, you know what? You still tell them the truth. But see, some folks, you just, I don't believe people know how real it is to be an intercessor or to intercede for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
When you intercede for people, you go through in your body.
That's right. Yes, Lord.
When you intercede for people, you go through in your body.
Yes, you do.
Because the thing is, when you pray for them and interceding for them, guess what? The warhound's going to be on your back.
Amen.
Right.
The same spirit that you coming up against is going to be on your hand, Father.
Here we go.
Oh, you want to pray
right,
for her? Oh, you want to intercede for him? Okay, I got you.
Get
all your trouble.
My
and when
God.
You're interceding and standing in the gap with someone, sometimes you take on their sickness because you're interceding in the gap for them. And when you go into warfare for a person, you wake up with all kind of bruises and scratches and you don't know how you got it. Your body is sore because you've been in a battle all night long wrestling like Jacob did. You ain't letting go until that the battle is won. You have won it in the spirit, in the natural, but you have got to win, I mean the spirit, but you got to win that thing in the natural. So many days you're going to wake up with blood on you. You don't know where it came from because you done been in war. And how you know you have the victory is because you come out of it.
Amen.
Right. Amen, amen, amen. Well, praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
The apostle is here.
Oh,
amen.
Hallelujah. Warfare and gapping and interceding and y'all just going on with this thing here today. Praise God. And we're so grateful to God he can gave us the victory. In one area of business that I was real pressing in on, hallelujah, but he gave me the victory today.
Amen.
Ah, what a mighty God we serve. He's still answering prayer, people of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I dare the saints to get on one accord and pray. My God, there's nothing God
hallelujah.
Will not us. Amen. I want you all to uphold Gina Finch. Her mother went on to be with the Lord today, and praise the Lamb of God. And we just gonna keep lifting her up. She's doing well.
Amen.
Though she talked to me for about 15-20 minutes, and she said she ain't cried or anything. She's just happy that her mother is out of all of that suffering and turmoil and agony in the body. And so you know,
Jesus.
Sometimes God let our people hang around us. Praise the Lamb of God until we say, Lord, take them. Hallelujah.
That's right.
That
That's
we'll
right.
be at with it. So we praise God. Hallelujah. She was laughing and what have you, and we're making arrangements and helping her as much as we can. Her mother just started coming to the Truth Church with us, I guess maybe a few months ago,
mm-hmm.
and every time she'd been to church, she came to our church and was considering joining and being a part of the Truth Church. So we're just going to make her honorary member and going on with the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Send her on home the way the saints supposed to. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, it's exciting to have all of you on the show today. Praise the Lamb. I heard the voice of one of our newer members, Dee Dee, I believe it is, down in Florida, was on. Praise the Lamb. I heard you all praying for her and encouraging her concerning that house and what have you. Let me say this, praise the Lamb. I'm very serious, people of God. I'm very serious in this season. Let me tell you something. The Lord will make a way for you out of no way if you just be obedient to his word.
Yeah. Yeah.
Praise of God. You don't have to worry about the outcome when, praise
right.
the Lamb of God, your income has been dealt with right when it comes down to your tithes and your offerings.
Amen.
Y'all better hear the prophet today. Praise the Lamb
That's
of God.
Right.
You don't have to worry about your outcome.
Yes,
That's
Jesus.
Right.
You deal rightly with your income.
Right. Oh, Jesus.
Never heard that before. It just came to me. Praise the Lamb of God. You don't have to worry about it because God is going to take care of you because
Amen.
You have been
yes,
obedient. Not because you are a tither. That's what people mess up at. But because you're obedient to the Father.
Yes.
You obey
Amen.
His word. That's what yes. faith is.
Yes, Lord.
Is obeying
right.
God's word with action.
Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lord. You ain't never got to worry about your outcome. Somebody going to walk up and put money in your hand. Somebody going to drop.
Yes, they will. Yes, they will.
Somebody going to unlock a door.
Amen.
Somebody going to come say, stay here.
Oh, thank Jesus.
Until you find a place. Something is going
to
move for you.
Yeah.
Because the Lord God Almighty has gone before you to make easy and successful your way. Hallelujah
yes.
to the Lamb of God.
Yes.
But now
yeah.
when you deal unrightly with your income, mm-hmm. you're going to be shady in your thinking about what your outcome going to be. Because
Lord.
That's a curse on you that God has put on you. And you the only one can lift it through repentance and obedience.
Amen.
disobedience and saying, Lord, I'm going to do it your way. I'm going to do what
Hallelujah.
You told me to do.
Yes.
And watch God do it every time for you. He's going to do it every time, not some of the time. He's going to do it every time for you. Just being obedient to his word. Praise the Lamb
Thank
of God. I just want to
Thank
drop
you.
That in y'all's spirit. I was sitting there and eating breakfast. Prophet Dale, I was eating breakfast, and the lady, two ladies next to us was, they was cutting up. Y'all know what cutting up mean, right? They was cutting up about the church people. They was talking about church folk. They was calling names in their own church. In their own church, the church they belong to. And one of the ladies was hurt, and it irritated me so until I wanted to turn over the tables in the restaurant and run them out of there because they was loud with it.
Oh, wow.
Loud with it. And I'm tired of the people down there and blah, blah. And one of them cussed a couple of times.
Oh, my.
And I sat there, Lord, I sat there, told my friend, I said, you know what? I'm finna pay for their breakfast. I paid for their breakfast. And I told the waitress, go tell them I paid for it. And they kept telling me thank you, but I kept looking down like I was doing something because I wanted them to come to my table. They jumped up. And I started talking to them and ministering to them. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. About the hindrance of their blessing. You finna let rob you of your blessing. I heard you say you've been working in that church 17 years and now you finna quit because of people. Only what you do for Christ.
Hallelujah.
I better hear the prophet. I know there's some basic old stuff, but sometimes we need to hear it again. If you're serving man, don't expect no reward.
That's
it.
There you go.
Every man, expect them to break your heart.
Yeah.
If you're serving man, expect to be going on to another church. But when you're serving God,
Jesus,
foot don't take root.
Okay.
All right, bubs. Don't tell them on Christ. The solid rock I stand.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
All other ground is sinking sand.
Oh, God.
I do not trust
Jesus.
The sweetest frame, but holy
Jesus.
Leaning on Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. And though the wind blow and the storm rise, nothing
Hallelujah.
Will from the shore. I'm going to stand. And after I've done all the stand, I'm going to stand with my
Hallelujah.
Body, with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Thank you,
my loins girded with truth.
Jesus.
Righteousness on my breast. Coming of salvation. The sword of the Spirit. And praying always. In the Holy Ghost. I'm going to put on the armor of God. And I'm going to endure hardness as a good soldier.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
This is the season that you can't be flicker minded.
Jesus.
But you can't let people move you.
No.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
What God has called you to do. What
yes.
he has called everybody to do.
You,
That's
Lord.
What Satan want to do. Uproot you.
Yes.
Focus
mm-hmm.
you. Distract
yes.
you. And run you away.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I told her I want you to go get a fruit basket of stuff and walk in the church and drop it on her and say, I just picked this up for all of you. I just want God to just bless you. I said, do something opposite of what they think
oh,
you're going to do.
Okay.
Walk in there with your uniform on Sunday. If you don't serve, just sit there and look at them waving your hand. Let them know I'm in the spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't let them rob you of your joy. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes,
this
Lord.
Joy I have. Glory to Jesus. Give it to me. Now I know where y'all joy came from. Hallelujah. And the Lord can't take my joy away from me.
Amen.
He's the Lamb of God. Talk about me if you want to. Watch me still have joy. ridicule me, spit in my back, lie on me, call me a whoremonger. You want to say, I still have my joy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Nobody going to take it. Nobody going to take it from me. I'm going to still have my joy. Hallelujah. I know in whom I believe. In whom I trust. My God, my God. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If it wasn't for the goodness of Jesus, how would we be children?
Hallelujah.
My God, my God, my God. Yes, God. Keep your joy. Keep your joy. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, I just wanted to drop Prophet Darrell. I didn't want to take it from. I just wanted to just let the people know today that Satan want to steal everything you got. He's a deceiver. He's a robber.
Yes.
He's a thief.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
What did he come forth to do? But you got to have a made-up mind. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Got to be made up. Hallelujah. And no matter what they do, you got to have a made-up mind. Who was that over there in Chicago? Who I'm looking at his face? My mind is made up. Who is that, Prophet Darrell? I'm on my way up.
The clock
going on with the law.
Hallelujah.
Marvin Yancey.
Marvin Yancey.
Marvin Yancey.
Pastor Marvin Yancey. Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
I'm going on with the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, I am. Yes, I
Hallelujah.
Am.
Hallelujah. And I don't know who nobody else is with or who they want to be with. Praise the Lamb of God.
Oh,
my God.
Persecution. I'm determined. Yes, Lord.
My God, I know that girl is running around crazy. Your blessings is now. I see the spirit of distraction at work. I hear the Lord saying, don't be distracted. Keep your eyes on him. That was my meditation this morning. Hallelujah. Look into Jesus.
Yes.
Yes,
Lord. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. You got to know, brother.
Yes, God.
Your time and your season, don't think Satan is just going to let you walk on in it.
Okay.
Hallelujah. You better go get your spiritual boxing gloves out.
What you do with Jesus and live. Yes, Lord.
My God, my God.
Jesus, Apostle, you got on here and messed us up.
I'm trying to tell y'all something here today. Praise the Lamb of God. The Satan is wearing the saints out.
Yeah.
Because we are not pressing in. Praise the Lamb of God. We are not pressing in where we're supposed to be in the presence of God, in the Word of God, and making sure that we're serving God in this season.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Glory to Jesus.
Satan is wearing the saints out with the saints.
Yes, Lord. Have mercy, God. Have mercy, God.
You got saints don't want to pray. Don't want to get on prayer calls.
Jesus.
Whisper in their ear. I don't like the way she pray. Oh, she pray too long. Oh, she too loud. Oh, this one this way. That's the devil. Trying to stop you from being in the oneness. Because he know if you touch and agree, the breaker's anointing is going to jump out. You're going to break Pharaoh's arm off of everything he ever grabbed that was yours.
Okay.
He knows it. Hallelujah. Demons going to have to flee if the saints get on one accord. He knows sickness is going to have to leave. Diseases go if the saints get on one accord. He keep us at each other all the time. I don't like what she wear. I don't like what she said. Her hair, her this, her that, all that.
Ooh,
added.
Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost.
If you keep looking at Jesus, you ain't never said, I don't like the way Jesus look or the way he sound. Get the Jesus in people.
Yes.
Oh, y'all don't like me today. Okay, it's
help
all
us,
right.
Lord. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. God, you can let Satan go and wear you out, and you be a castaway if you want to. You be by the roadside. Praise the Lamb of God, just looking, watching all the other saints march on by with their blessings and this. Enough. I ain't missing mine for nobody.
Amen. For nobody.
Talk about me. I want you to know right now when you talk about me, I love you.
Yes. Okay.
Ask me, I love you. Say I'm not a prophet or an apostle. I still love you.
Jesus.
That's right.
Throw me under the bus and roll me over, and while you driving it, I still love you.
Amen.
Well, I ain't going to miss God, no, not for your foolishness.
Me either.
Hallelujah.
Me either.
Amen.
Lamb of God.
Thank you.
Oh, glory.
I know that.
Oh, my goodness gracious. My.
My.
I wish I had some amens here. Praise God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. God is right. Hallelujah to his name.
God is ready to pour blessings out on the saints and the saints. Ain't ready for it. We still in trivial. We still swimming in shallow waters. We still in the shadow water. Waves in shallow water. And Jesus. Come on out here in the deep with me. Come on out here where the big fish is.
Yes, Lord.
Come on out here. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
God, my God, and walk on this water with me. Praise the Lamb. That's above situations and circumstances and conditions. Come walk with me. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. And he said, even in the midst of the storm, he says, be of good cheer.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, he did.
You're supposed to still be of good cheer. We the complainers, the whining, this baby. Oh, I don't even want to start. How soft we are as people.
And complaining, yes, Lord.
Can't take nothing. We can't. Nothing. He did, and they said this, and they, I ain't going back no more. What? Where did you grow up at? My goodness gracious. Because we don't expect that to happen at the house of God. Hallelujah. But when the sons of God
Jesus
went before the Lord, the devil went with them.
Okay.
I never forget that. When the sons of God went with Satan, went with them. That's what
the word
of God
said. Yes, Lord.
To accuse the brethren.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
I've been to and fro to the earth, he said, to see who I can devour. Who I can mess up. See who I can get off track from worshiping you. That's where I've been.
That's what it is.
But can God say, have you considered my servant so-and-so?
Yes, he can.
Can he call your name?
Jesus.
Yes. Call my name, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
All you got to do is say, you know what?
Yes, Lord.
All I got to do is get some church folk to gossip, and she gone.
Oh, God.
Or I can get this right here. All I got to do is get the pastor to get up and say something she don't like. She'll never go back to church.
Wow.
Have mercy, God. Have mercy, God.
They, them people over there, they don't like me. And that. I don't go to church to be liked. I go to church to worship.
Worship the Lord.
Go to church to worship, not to be liked by people.
That's true. Thank you.
Amen.
What you there for?
Thank you.
Right.
You done made God's house a social club.
Oh, exactly.
Yes.
There you
go.
Yes.
Go get off somewhere else. You're supposed to be at the house of God to worship and to grow and to develop and become discipled.
Yes. Thank you for your word.
That's Jesus.
You up in there looking for love in all the wrong places.
Mm, okay.
Woo! I'm through. It's your turn, Prophet. You can close us out now. You can close us out. It's been a wonderful week. Just wanted to put the icing on the cake so some of y'all can get back in your fellowship to do what you're supposed to be doing.
Thank
Praise
you.
The Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Spins a softball, bounceable, spaghetti bag, weak knee, box ankle, slew-footed believer.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Everything just all messed up. Everything. Just any little thing that comes, we just all jacked up about.
Lord
have mercy.
Yes, Lord.
We got to do better, brothers and sisters.
Yes, we do.
We must do better.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That the love of God that surpasses all understanding might bless richly. It's so much he want to do for us in this season.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm getting mad, I'm telling you. Victory.
I'm getting mad, too.
After victory, I'm watching them open doors. I'm watching
them
pick me up for the rest of my life so I don't have to worry about stuff. I'm watching God do it.
Amen.
He's doing just what he said he's going to do. I'm watching.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
But I'm being faithful.
Faithful. That's it right
there. Somebody.
Yes.
But.
Faithful.
I'm being faithful.
Faithful.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
I love you all.
Lord Jesus.
I bless you. You know, we got some of the best people in the world, and, you know, I always boast in the Lord concerning men and like Prophet Darrell, who is such a blessing to me. He hasn't failed me yet when I need him to. Take the show when I'm doing things and some other business that I have to have. Praise our son. He's a true son. Praise the Lamb of God. He knows
how to be a son.
Yeah. Thank God for him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lonnell's
Thank
voice.
Jesus.
And he's going to start helping us also on the show. Praise the Lamb of God.
Praise
I'm going to have him doing some hosting also. Praise. Then I got to teach some of our women, praise the Lamb of God, how to really host the show. Praise God. Little conference call setting because it's so much we could be doing with the other giftings that's here, praise the Lamb of God, with us, that it don't have to be all about Shakespeare. I never wanted the ministry to be about me. Hello, Lightbug. I wanted to be about the giftings and the anointing that we have collectively, hallelujah, as the corporate body of so that we can come into the full a measure of the stature of Jesus Christ with all of our gifts working. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
That's somebody that's no doubt on this line right now that can release a healing anointing. Praise the Lamb
Jesus.
Of God. I want that person to host the show. Hallelujah. So you can release that healing anointing, the healing balm of Gilead. There's somebody else. Praise the Lamb of God. We need to let the spirit of discernment just work his work. Praise the Lamb of God for an hour or so. Just discerning, praise the Lamb of God, what's going on in the spirits that's binding and troubling them. Praise the Lamb of God. We need to do those type of things. When we start doing those type of things, we're going to see ourselves praise the Lamb of God, in better shape, hallelujah, as things are revealed to us. Those with the gift of interpretation of dream, we can have, it's all of this is prophetic. We can have a dream dimension time that dream interpretations take place right here on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We are not bound by any boundaries except that the Holy Ghost have us to do. Long as we're doing
Amen.
It in the name
Thank
of Jesus.
Jesus.
And doing
Amen.
It for his glory. Amen.
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 So much for this high and holy day here.
Amen.
My prophet, there anything you want to say before we go?
Apostle, I just, like I told everybody, I really appreciate you. I thank God for you. I thank God for Shatwan, amen, for
yes,
running
Lord.
The board, amen. I really truly just thank God that I was able to get on and do the show for you. And I just thank God for you, Apostle, and I pray that the Lord will just put more riches and wealth down on your ministry and continue to bless you as you carry out kingdom building.
All right, people of God, we'll talk to you all on Tuesday. Praise the Lamb of God, and let us continue to lift each other up in prayer across
Amen.
And especially the rest of this day and this night, because we know this is our time of intercession. I love you. I bless you. I'm excited about your future because I know God is making all of us
yes.
brand new.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.